former Wyoming Cowboy basketball player Larry Nance Jr. joining us here on the program. Larry, good to have you on again. Is it weird hearing former Wyoming basketball player Larry Nance Jr., even though it's been 7 weeks since the season ended?
I was just about to say that. Former, that just makes you feel old.
Do you think we should wait till you graduate and then go former?
The end of this week until you can... I mean, I'm graduating this week, so... You have a couple more days until I'm former.
You've been enjoying the NBA playoffs so far, Larry.
Oh my gosh, if you haven't, you don't like good basketball.
I'm with you. I, you know, there's one of us in here that's not a big... He likes college basketball better than NBA basketball, Monty.
Okay, I can respect that.
Thank you, Larry. As old guys, we like the college game. You know, we're not quite into the pro game as much, and I like my basketball to be over in the first week of April so I can appreciate the Rockies getting their butts handed to them every night.
Hey, but this is the best time of the year, though. Hey, it's the playoffs. Everybody's playing hard.
Now, what are your thoughts on the Derrick Rose bank shot and Paul Pierce bank shot? Because they missed those so bad, like Gags said, they missed them so bad that they got lucky to get them in. Are you down with that, or were they just outstanding plays?
I think they're more so just outstanding plays. You know, it's you've got the best athletes in the world shooting that shot, and I don't know, just both of those shots were so, the difficulty was ridiculous on them. To even get it that close was impressive.
All right, the question is, whose shot was worse when it went up? Those two guys or Jason McManaman?
Oh, come on, that's just mean.
The McManimal's unbelievable, Larry.
The McManimal is one of the clutchest players I've ever played with.
That's a good answer right there, Larry. Good to have you on, Larry. You've got a big week lined up for you. You mentioned, you know, going to graduate by at the end of the week, but the NBA Draft Combine coming up for you. What is your schedule like for this week, Larry?
You know, so today we didn't have nothing. There was nothing for the Combine, but we got a little workout in, it's going to kind of be the same thing tomorrow, but towards the end of the day, we have to check into our hotel that the NBA puts us up in and then have a big meeting as to the itinerary for the rest of the week. I know on Wednesday, then we start going through our physical testing and stuff like that. Vertical test, bench test, three-quarter court sprint drill, cone test, and all that stuff. And there'll also be starting the interview process with some teams.
I know, Larry, you've probably been training for this, you've probably been dreaming of something like this for a long time, but are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you confident? What kind of emotions do you have going into this? Because this is a live job interview for you. What are your emotions like right now?
Man, it's so much of excited and nervous. I go back and forth between those two different emotions at least 20 times a day. You know, it's such an incredible opportunity that I can't help but be excited to participate in it. But at the same time, it's such an incredible opportunity that I'm nervous because it's all new to me. You know, it's not like being at Wyoming, I wasn't introduced to all this, the mainstream media, the ESPN.com reporters covering you. And it's just, it's a little bit nerve-wracking.
Larry Nance Jr. joining us here. You talk about the good opportunity that came along. When did it all start for you with this, to get the invite? Is it something that you thought could happen, would happen? How did that all get started for you?
You know, it was just something when I came here, my agent pulled me aside and said, hey, there's been 30 invites sent, 30 regular invites sent, and that goes to the guys like Jahlil Okafor, Frank Kaminsky, Carl Anthony Towns, you know, those top, the really top, top tier guys, and the Dukes, the Kentuckys of the world. And so what he said is, you being from Wyoming, is people are going to start to realize that, hey, this kid can play, and I want to see him a little bit more, and and go start watching some films since I didn't necessarily get to watch our games on live TV. And so he told me it was a possibility that I'd get invited, but not to necessarily get my hopes up because, you know, it's you never know. And I can remember it was last Wednesday, I got an email on my phone from some guy with a huge NBA logo in it saying I was invited, and I can't even explain that emotion right there. It was awesome.
And Larry, you know, since the end of the season, you've been in, or for a big part of you've been in, is you're right, you've been in Chicago training and stuff. What's your training been like leading up to this? Has it been similar to what you've done at Wyoming over the years, or has it taken to a whole new level? What's that been like since the season ended for you at Wyoming?
It's taken to a whole new level. You know, I mean, I took 2 weeks off to kind of let my body recover, and I mean, the college season is no joke. So you got to take some time off to let yourself get back healthy. And ever since those two weeks, it's been the most intense basketball of my life. It's we're working out two, sometimes three times a day, 3 hours a pop sometimes, and it's grueling stuff. It really is.
How do you view the NBA draft? I mean, I think I read there's like 90 underclassmen that are coming out, and we're talking about 60 players that are just going to be drafted in a two-round deal. So what is your view on the draft, and how are you kind of feeling this out and you know, on getting drafted potentially?
You know, being, I wasn't necessarily sure as to where I was, you know, and before this whole combine thing happened, and I didn't know if I was getting any looks, I didn't know if teams were actually really interested and stuff like that, but like I said, the NBA inviting me to this combine is such a big opportunity for me to just really show what I have. I think whether I absolutely kill it at the combine or whether I don't do too great, there's going to be team workouts right after this. So there's opportunity, there's wiggle room here to where I can improve or, you know, slip a little bit. And I really think with all the preparation we've been doing, us guys here, I think I'm just gonna move up in people's eyes, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
So Larry, you know, this sounds like it's similar to the NFL scouting combine, where you know you do the physical test, you do the interviews. Do you know what teams are planning on interviewing you, or do they put you in a room and just these scouts and or GMs come and talk to you? Do you know how that's going to work?
I will know that tomorrow. They'll give me a list of, hey, here's these 15 teams that want to talk to you. So I'll walk into a room and say it's for the Lakers, you know, or, you know, the Lakers. I'll walk in and there is the head coach, the assistant general manager, the general manager, there's the top executives of that organization in a room just staring at you, waiting for you to try and sell them on yourself. And it's going to be really cool getting to meet and see all those guys, but at the same time, it's a major investment they would be making in you. That's a lot of money to just throw at a young kid, and that's what I'm trying. That's what you're trying to do in this interview process. You know, try and show them that, hey, I've got my head on my shoulders. I'm a smart kid. I'm not going to do anything dumb. I'm here to work, and I'm here to make your team better. And I'm just looking forward to that opportunity.
Obviously, Larry, you know, you're the one, you know, you have an agent and stuff, they're advising you, but how much have you been able to turn to your dad with this? He's gone through this before, you know, maybe it's been a while ago, but he's still gone through it. How much have you been able to lean on him, and how much has he been able to guide you, so to speak, to what's going to happen, not just in the next coming, you know, this coming week, but even in the next coming, the following weeks after that?
My dad, there was no combine when he was ready to come out for the draft. Mm-hmm. So this is the first for the Nance family, which is pretty cool. But yeah, he's obviously he knows I know what to say in the interviews. I'm not a cocky kid, so I'm not going to come out and say, hey, I see myself as the next LeBron, next KD, next, you know. I understand that's not my role. So he just wants me to go and just kind of be myself, you know, be the good, humble kid that went to Wyoming and didn't necessarily get recruited heavily out of high school and just be hungry and let everyone see your passion for the game. And that's really what I'm hoping to do, is just go and show those guys just how much I do love the game of basketball.
Do you suspect you will get questions on your health, you know, whether it be, you know, that story came out about the Crohn's disease, the ACL injury, the mono that you just went over? It sounds like a long list there, and you've been able to overcome all that. Are you prepared for any type of question that is going to be brought up to you?
I absolutely am.
Yeah.
You know, I've got nothing to hide.
Right.
The Crohn's article came out and that's a positive for me, because I lost. If they ask about that, I can honestly say it was a positive in my life and still is, because I lost basketball at one point. You know, I couldn't play it, and so now that I've been through not being able to have it, and now that I do have it, I've got a whole new level of appreciation for it. I will never take it for granted, So there's definitely nothing I have to hide. As teams right. know about my knee, teams know about my Crohn's, teams know about the motto, and hey, they've all made me a better person, better player.
I think we all know the good memories that you had at Wyoming, but just the passion that you had for the University of Wyoming and what it meant to you kind of came out in that post-game press conference after the Northern Iowa game when the season in your career at UW came to an end. I think we all knew what type of passion you had, but what it truly meant to you to be at Wyoming and the chance you were given really showed, I think, at that time, and just what it meant to you and how you felt about the university.
Absolutely. You know, coming out of high school, you know, especially from Ohio, you know, if I had to do a 50-state test, the two states I might have been like, I'm not sure of, were Montana and Wyoming. You know, you just, it was one of those things that I never expected to be here. But just from being in Wyoming, like, I grew up so much as a person, seeing, just getting the opportunity to represent an entire state. It was, I can honestly look back and say, and it was the best 4 years I could have ever imagined. If I had to do the process again, I'm going back to Wyoming. You know, it's just the people there, the entire athletic department. It was really the best college experience I could have ever had, and in that interview right there is just kind of you saw it kind of hit me. It was, man, I'm done with college basketball. Here in a week and a half, I'm leaving Laramie and don't know when I'll be back. It was a very surreal moment. It's something I can say I never really wanted to happen.
What can Cowboy fans expect from the team that's coming back? Listen, we all know about Josh Adams and some of the, do you have an insight on some of these recruits that are going to be coming in next season as freshmen?
I got to see a few of them on their visits.
Uh-huh.
I know the staff is really excited about it. There's this three-man, Justin James, and I think he's from Florida. And then, obviously, everybody knows Austin Conway from Colorado. He's lightning fast. He's impressive. But I know Jordan Naughton's supposed to be really good, and this kid Andrew Momeka, he's taking number 22.
Uh-oh.
So he better be good.
Look, number 22 isn't going to be retired just yet?
Hey, come on now. I'm not the all-time leading scorer, rebounder.
Hey,
this man, that number's not going anywhere.
You know what, Larry, I will say this, and this is in all honesty. We talked about it a lot as the season was kind of winding down, but your overall statistics may not be at the top of the all-time list, but what you did for 4 years and how you improved showed your passion for the Wyoming Cowboys and the fan. I mean, as a fan favorite, you're up there, dude. There's no doubt about it as a fan favorite. And your play on the floor definitely proved that you were one of the best in the Mountain West. It was really fun to follow you for 4 years, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I can't explain how much that means to me. You know, it's like I was saying earlier, Wyoming has made me the happiest guy ever. I love it there. I'll be back. You know, I'll be back.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction, Larry, that you'll be back one more time to the University of Wyoming. It may be a few years, but I think you're going to be coming back at some point to get that plaque put up on the wall in the AA.
Hey, you know, that would be awesome. I hope so.
Good stuff. Hey, Larry, best of luck this week, and we'll be following you on the draft. And you're going to be in somebody's camp this summer. I know that. Appreciate the time, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Take care.
All right, take it easy.